welcome to this podcast message from Kingdom Faith.
Morning. Oh, hello. That's better, isn't it? I forgot that. Does it suit me? Morning, everybody. Oh, I'll just talk a bit until you get that bit better. How's that? Awesome. What fun, eh? Just for the fun of it. Let's stand up, shall we? Come on, Blake. Let's just stand up. Just close your eyes, because when we were praying this morning, I just felt God releasing the biblical word is grace. Let's just explain what that means. When you come into the presence of God, everything changes. Every potential, every possibility changes. Everything that might have restricted or limited or hindered changes. Everything that might have tried to keep us down or tried to keep us locked or tried to keep us in our past changes. In the presence of God, the Bible says, is the fullness of life. Now, the room is only a room. It's what's in it. Who is in it, more importantly. And as we were praying this morning, I just felt the Lord say, there's a grace, there's a presence, there is something Jesus is already doing. And when we came into the room, he was already doing it, whether you perceived it or not. There was just something about the presence of Jesus that he was beginning to impact and affect us, whether we were aware of it or not. And we've heard some stories, and they're all true stories. But the truth is that he's here for you. Whether you've shared a story on an orange card, or whether you've had a chat over a coffee already, or whether you've just been rolling it around in your head, Jesus is here for you right now. Right now, this is your time. This is your time. And again, as kind of Andrew's just been following the kind of leading of the Spirit and just reflecting what the Holy Spirit is saying to him, one of the things that he said was, sometimes Jesus says, come, and we say to Jesus, come. And he says, no, come on, just come. Now, Jesus says, come, because he loves you. Sometimes we say, no, Jesus, you come to me, because we don't know that's true. And we want to negotiate. Let me just remind you that this morning, Jesus says, come to you. He knows you. He knows your journey. He knows what you're thinking, the Bible says, and he still says, come. Because he knows that just one step makes a world of difference. One step. Doesn't even have to be very big. It might feel as if you're falling into it. It might feel as if you're tripping into it. It might feel as if you're being really bold and confident. It doesn't matter. What matters is a step towards him, and it's a step away from the old. That's what matters. And I know there's some people there this morning. It's like, oh, I just want Jesus to do something. Jesus is here right now to do something. Or maybe you're just thinking, I wish that was true for me. It is true for you. Not because we made it so, but because he's made it so. There was five people yesterday that drove from London. I had the tremendous privilege to see one healed of Parkinson's disease right in front of me. What did he do? He couldn't even make a proper step. But he did when he left. Another one turned up. They'd had 15 years, a locked series of muscle joints down their neck, right down their left shoulder. They were 41 years old and hadn't moved their arm since they were about 25. And Jesus set them free. Why? Because he came to Jesus. It's got nothing to do with me. I was watching, thinking, hey, Jesus, that was brilliant. You were awesome. Another lady in her 70s came, and she only had about 25% effective working in her liver. And she felt lightning hit her. And she just knew she was healed. She took one step. That's all you need to do. Just take one step. Jesus is here for you. Now, we have to take that step in different ways. Firstly, just in our heart, it's like, Jesus, I'm coming anyway. Don't try and think of the right words, because there aren't any. Don't try and think of the right conditions, because there aren't any. Just fix your eyes on Jesus, the Bible says. And Jesus says, come. Second thing, your heart is going to start thinking, it's just going to start, oh, hello, something exciting is going to happen now. Your head might be thinking, ugh. Your heart's going to be thinking, do it. Your head's going to be thinking, ugh. Your heart's going to be thinking, do it. Follow your heart, not your head. Just follow your heart. Whatever it is that you need from Jesus, trust him this morning. He is faithful, the Bible says in Psalms, to all he has made. Well, if you're here, he must have made you. You weren't made in a test tube. You were made. That Jesus is faithful towards you. I know some of you, you're carrying physical things and heart things and head things. But Jesus deals with things. He's Lord of everything. Now there's the challenge in the practical. What is it that I actually need to do? Well, it starts with the head and the heart. For some of you, you just take a step, and I mean literally a step. You're going to find something happens to you. What that is between God and you. I have no idea what that is. I just know he wants to free some people, set some people free, take the weight off, the weight of failures and defeat and past and pressure. Let me tell you, the pressure of Jesus is up. The pressure of the world is down. The pressure of Jesus is up and over. The pressure of the world is down and out. That's how it works. That's why Jesus says, yeah, there's loads of stuff out there. They want to give you a hard time. They want to tell you stories. They want to lead you up the gum tree. They actually want to kill you ultimately. But Jesus says, I have come. And he's come this morning. That you, me, will have life. And this morning, as Janet was just praying life, I just felt it's not just a bubbly life, there is a resolute, the Zoe, the presence of Jesus life. And that's what Jesus wants you to have afresh this morning. You know what I'm talking about here this morning. So whether you're here for the first time, God bless you if you are, you've come on the right day, I tell you. But if you just sense, Jesus, I'm just longing, it might just be a sense of, I just want some more. Why don't you just come out? Come out from where you are. Leave the old, whatever that looked like. It might have been great for some of you, but the new is better. It might have been brilliant, but the new is even more brilliant. Sometimes it's really, really easy to stop doing things that aren't very nice. But when God challenges things at work because he says there's better around the corner, that's a challenge too. Do you understand what I mean? Because our good is always the enemy of God's best. So I'm challenging all of us, me as well. Even if you're having a great time with Jesus at the minute, there's greater in the next step. You might be having a good time with Jesus and everything's good. Well, there's gooder. I know I've just made up a word. Sorry, my wife is going to kill me. There's even more good in the next step. But we've got to take it. So where's Josh? Mate, just come and twiddle on this banjo. Josh is really anointed, isn't he? Isn't he? He's anointed, God's all over it. How many of you know what I mean? There's just something about him, right? Yeah, okay. But we're not coming to Josh. Josh plays a guitar for Jesus. I don't want to come to the one who's playing. I want to come to the one who he's playing for. We had some powerful worship last night. Man, the guys are on it. But I don't want to meet with them. I want to meet with the one that they're worshiping. So if you want to respond, if you need to respond, probably is a better question, then let your step win. And as you're kind of thinking about that, I'm just going to tell you a story. It's a true story. It's in the Bible. It's around Elisha's time, and just as I prepared another message, and then God said to me, "Don't do that. Do this." Back in the day of Elisha, there were some certain promises that were made for the people of God, and one of these was through a Shumanite. A Shumanite lady had a son. Bit of a miracle, really. And then one day, she got up, and every bit of life had left this boy's body. She was devastated. She knew it was wrong. She knew it wasn't right. She knew it wasn't what the man of God had said. It was just not right. So she ran. And the man of God saw her coming and sent the best he had, which was a servant, and said, "Chase, find out what's going on," because he knew there was something not right. He said, "Here's a staff, here's a sign, here's a token of the presence of God. Take it with you, but I'm coming too." This servant went and said, what's wrong? She said, "My son, he's dead. And then in a moment of time, Elisha turns up, and I love this bit. And this is what you just need to see in your mind's eye. Is Elisha, it said, went into the room and laid himself upon death itself. Lifeless, hopeless, lost, limited, restricted. He laid himself right across that. It says nose to nose, eye to eye, hand to hand. I just love that picture of how Jesus will spread himself across us. And in that moment of time, life came back. Future came back. Hope came back. Breath came back. Promise stood back. I tell you, that's what I call an encounter with Jesus. It wasn't about Jesus, do something with your hand. It was Jesus, I want to see your face this morning. And let me tell you, God has made a way through Jesus so that we don't have to stand at the hand. We can see his face. So this morning, if that's you, it's like, "Oh God, I just feel so dead on the inside." Jesus wants to spread himself over you and breathe life back into you. Great story yesterday, an elderly gentleman, I don't want to guess his age, but he has cystic fibrosis and he had oxygen going down his nose and he was in a wheelchair, well, for at least half the evening. The rest of it he didn't, because suddenly he just came face to face with the one who fills our lungs with breath, and suddenly he just started to stand up and his face changed and his countenance changed and this natural supply of oxygen changed and the supernatural supply of God's oxygen changed. And John was saying, "Do you want to walk around?" And he didn't just walk around, he was giving it large. It was like, "Slow down, you're going to hurt yourself." And, "I'm walking, I'm free." That's our Jesus. That was cool. I thought that's funny. I like that. If you want to step into a new realm, new experience, let's use that word experience. And I want you to come out and join me. Man, I had such a challenge yesterday. We were sewing and praying and putting stuff together and putting stuff apart. And to be honest with you, it got to about, I don't know, 5:30, and everybody was coming to have a great time with Jesus. I said, "Remember, I've not eaten since this morning." Jesus said, "Feed on me." I thought, that's nice. I was going to have a bacon sandwich. But Jesus says, "No, feed on me. Take just 5 minutes out with me." And I did. Suddenly, it felt like I'd had a 3-course meal. Why? Because Jesus spreads himself over our need. He literally does this. Eye to eye, nose to nose, face to face, hand to hand. And he says, "Live, live, 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 live full, live bold, live confident, live, live, live." There's a gift that Jesus has given you. I want to remind you of the gift. It's the gift of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is the breath, the energy, the breath, the suit. He is the one who brings breath. And he wants to breathe on you afresh this morning. He wants to breathe from the inside out and the outside in. He wants to breathe.
He wants to breathe and increase your capacity to breathe in and breathe out just the presence of Jesus. The Holy Spirit just wants to show you in a fresh way. Jesus saying, come on, come on, well done, good and faithful servant. Come into your reward. Come into your freedom. Come into the spacious place. Come into my presence in a fresh way. Jesus isn't saying, well, stay there until you're right. Jesus is saying, I've put it right. I've made it right. I've made you right. I am your righteousness. I am your holiness. I am your worth. I am your value. I am your gateway. I am your provision. I am your hope. I am your future. I am your destiny. I am your shepherd. I am your redeemer. I am your guide. I am your strong tower. It's not a person, it's Jesus the I Am. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, we thank you. We praise you. We praise you. We praise you. I am your help in time of need. I am your comfort and your comforter. I am your healing and your health. I am your provision and your provider. When you gain Christ, the Bible says, we gain all. And I just am so convinced in my heart, this morning Jesus wants to pour out more of his all into our lives. Don't try and explain it. Don't try and talk it your way into it or out of it. Don't try to justify it. Just accept the reality. Jesus is saying, come, and you have. You have. You have. You have come. Jesus makes it really easy. He says, come to me if you've got no money. Don't worry, I've paid. Just be thirsty. Come. Lord, I want to thank you right now for the Holy Spirit being released over every life. I thank you, Spirit of grace, Spirit of peace, Spirit of joy, Spirit of hope. I thank you for your presence, your release right now. I thank you, Spirit of wisdom, Spirit of counsel, Spirit of the fear of the Lord. I thank you for that release right now. I thank you that your Spirit binds up every broken heart, brings your power into play where there's pain or discomfort. I thank you for the power of your life in this place this morning. I thank you that our power breaks depression. And I break that spirit of depression right now in the name of Jesus. You shall not live. And I thank you for freedom, freedom, freedom in the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You are my cup and you are my portion. Oh, and Jesus, you are more than enough. You are more than enough for me. Hallelujah. You are the longing of my heart. You are the desire of my heart. You are everything that I'm longing and looking for. You are, oh, my satisfier is you, Jesus. There's no one like you. No one like you. Oh, hallelujah. Find just as we respond to Jesus, in whatever way he responds to us. This is the amazing thing about the grace of God. As we respond, he responds. As he responds, we want to respond. As we respond to him, he responds to us. That's because there's a kingdom principle working. It's called sowing and reaping. Jesus says, what you sow, you reap. We've sowed a longing, so he meets it with a satisfaction. We've sown with desperate, so he reaps with, here I go, have that. We sow that we're tired, and he sends strength. It's amazing. amazing. Don't be so difficult. Don't make it so difficult. Just let Jesus be who he wants to be. Nothing is too difficult for you, we sing. Apart from me, we think. Don't think that. You're not too difficult. You just think you are. Oh, hello. I'm going to stay away from that end. Sounds like it's contagious. Oh, hello there. Going to be making me own lunch today. I can see that coming. Hallelujah. Just respond to Jesus right now. Please let it go beyond your head. You just respond to him in whatever way you need to do that. You can talk to him. You can sing. You can get on one knee, both knees. I have no idea, but please respond right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Worship you, worship you. Jesus, Jesus. Wiping every tear away from you. You are my beloved. You are my chosen one. I've called you to prosper. I've called you to prosper. You are my chosen one. You are my called one. Called you to prosper. Fix your eyes upon me. Your eyes upon me, for I am more than enough, for I am more than enough. Come to me, with arms open wide, I say come. With arms open wide, I say come. With arms open wide, I say come. Come to me. With arms open wide, open wide, with arms open wide, I say come, come to me today. Come to me today. Let me wipe away every tear. Let me come and wipe away every pain. Come to me, come to me. With arms open wide, Let me be your refuge. Let me be your strength. Let me be your refuge. Let me be your strength. Come to me. Come to me. Now forever. is a time where Jesus, His grace is in the room, right? The Bible says that we all receive because of this grace and from this grace. But the key for me is not the word grace, but the word all. This morning, again, God just spoke to us and encouraged us that all who call upon the name of the Lord are saved. I just love that. Jesus is limitless. All who call, all who come to me. I like that. So wherever you are in the room, let Jesus just say something, do something, and be something to you. Whether you've come forward, or whether you've come forward in the setting of your own heart and head, all who ask, receive. We just pray this is true for United right now, for J24/7 right now, for the Creche right now, in Horsham right now. All are receiving because of the glory and the life of Jesus. We pray over Horsham and Crawley and this region that today you are pouring out your Spirit and all flesh. I like that, all flesh. All flesh. I like that all. I like that all. All flesh. In the next few moments, I just feel this conviction in my heart to do this. I just love us to pray for one another. I have no idea what words are going to come out of your mouth. I have no idea. In one sense, I don't care. If you can't think of anything, pray something encouraging. But I do know that the grace is here for people to receive. It's not about our faith in our prayer. It's about our faith in Jesus that shapes the prayer. Some of you are great in praying. Some of you might not think you are, but let me tell you this. Come out of your own heart. Ask God to help you, and He hears every cry of every heart. I like that. He doesn't wait for me to get the right words. Just waits for me to be honest. I believe we're honest, aren't we? So I don't know whether you do this in twos or threes. I really don't mind. I don't think God minds. God is just going to pour out another measure in the next few minutes. I don't know what's going to happen. Just be mindful. Just be smart. Some people might just get a bit overwhelmed by the presence of God. That's great. Some people, it might look as if they're trying to be the Statue of Liberty. That's fine. It doesn't matter. Let's just flow in the grace of God right now. You might have to move around, find someone, or find anybody. Don't chat too long. Just pray. Just pray. If you feel you need to lay hands on them, ask their permission first. So it's okay if I just pray with you like this. And let's let the grace flow. Hallelujah. Let's just let the grace flow. Trust in the life. He wants to spread Himself over our lives afresh. He wants to spread Himself over any area of need, any area of lack. He wants to spread Himself. Spread Himself. Nose to nose, eye to eye, mouth to mouth, hand to hand. He wants to spread Himself. Hallelujah. wherever we're, I'm sorry to, if you're kind of, maybe you're just on the receiving end of God's grace at the moment, that's fine. But if you know you're receiving something from the Lord right now, just can you just put your hands up? If you know you're on the receiving end of something, can you just put your hands up? God is good, isn't he? And this whole day is about receiving from the grace of God. We can continue to do that here. There's no rush to leave or move out. If you want to come back to the Oak Grove or come to the Oak Grove School for the first time today, then you can come from 6. There's a tremendous expectation there. Can't make that, then see if you can get along next week to some of these evenings where that's 4 evenings to really encounter more of Jesus. If you can't make that, then come along to the Sunday morning to encounter Jesus. That's what we're here for, isn't it? To encounter Jesus and make it really easy for other people to encounter Jesus as well. It's a good day, right? I love it. Over these next few weeks, it's going to be really exciting to hear more and more stories, orange cars, about just what God is doing, what Jesus is doing in our lives in real ways. And I think we need to do that to honor God and recognize that God is still moving, but he's moving increasingly from glory to glory, the Bible says. So yesterday was a great time, but today's going to be a greater time. Not because I've said that, but because that's God's will. He says, I lead you from glory to glory, from best to best, that means. So I'm expecting an even more glorious time today than it was yesterday. Is that okay to say that? So stay around as much as you like. A few of the guys will take some of this kit behind me from the front. That's not a button that says it's time to go. It just means for them it's time to move this from this building to another one. So ignore them. They won't disturb what God is doing. But grab a drink, take a friend, bring them back. You can pray, keep praying, just keep meeting with Jesus today. If you see any of the guys that lead the kids, Dan, Andy, Sarah, pray for them. Pray for them, right? Lots of reasons for that. One is because sometimes we forget that they're part of who we are, but actually they are. But pray for them. And also, what you have received, if you want to get some more, give it away. If you want some more of what you've got, give it away. Don't be stingy with the grace of God. Be generous with it. Because the more you give, the more you get back. Is that okay? Right where you're sitting right now, just close your eyes right now. Father, I want to thank you for your grace that is abounding. Out of your grace, you give, you bless, you heal, you save. I thank you that today we're just going to know the abundant, overwhelming grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank you that that's grace not just for us, but grace through us. I speak your grace over our households, over our marriages if we're married, over our singleness if we're single, over our workplaces if we're at work, over our leisure time, over our market time. I thank you that your grace is abounding in these days, and we want to flow in the grace of God. We want to be gracious to one another, full of grace and full of truth. We speak your grace over our youth, our young people, our children, our kids' clubs, our creche. We speak your grace over this week as we welcome 50 new people into the Bible school. Let your grace abound in their lives. You meet with them in a powerful way. And for those of us that can make these evenings, that we will meet with your grace in a powerful way. We thank you for the homeless outreach, that there's tremendous grace around that in these days. Thank you for every small group, that you flood it with your grace. Whatever one it is, let your grace be dominant and evident. We thank you most of all that you are full of grace, Jesus. And we honor you and we thank you for who you are and what you're doing. Amen.
Bless you guys. Josh, that was amazing. Larry, that was outstanding. If you want to go and grab a coffee, you can. If you don't want to, you don't have to. Bless you.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.